in 2 minutes. You're looking great.
Roger. What a way to watch a sunrise.
Right.
That was Gene Cernan. Feet per second.
Who's up at Gene?
Roger, copy, Tom.
Tom Stafford reporting 3/4 of 1 G.
All at 10, Houston coming up 3 minutes. The trajectory looks great.
3 minutes, everything looks good, Charlie.
Apollo 10, Houston, we got a predicted cutoff, 2+39+10.
2+39+10. Wow, right into the sun here.
Mirage.
Feet per second velocity. Present altitude 123 miles.
Body sand go. The S4B is looking great.
All right, you Houston, 10 here looks good on board.
Say again?
We're getting some snow, huh?
Understand the small yaw oscillations, 10?
Negative, high frequency vibrations.
Oh, I saw. At 5 minutes, we still have you go, 10. Dan Houston in the blind at cutoff, up telemetry IU to accept.
Seco!
Roger, Seco. We confirm the cutoff.
8.422.1, up telemetry IU is accept.
Roger, copy.
Would you believe my Delta VC reached minus 0.6?
Roger, minus 0.6 on a Delta VC. That's beautiful.
Yeah, thanks, that, Charlie. And, Charlie, we got an 024 high and a light in the middle of the burn here, which we can't account for.
Stand by, John. Houston in the blind, have a LOS at Redstone, 2+41, see over Hawaii, 2+44.
Roger, I'm troubleshooting that thing. I went to auto 2 on the soup circuit water accumulator. That's the only thing I could think of. It was right at 10 minutes when it happened.
Raj, we think that cabin pressure regs kicked in there for that O2 flow, John.
It just went off and the flow's starting to drop now, Charlie. Looks like we're in good shape.
Okay, fine. You're beginning to fade out. We think we'll be losing you through the redstone here in about 30 seconds. Hawaii at 2 plus 4-4. And 10 in the blind, everything we got looks nominal. You're on your way.
This is Apollo Control, 2 hours, 41 minutes into the mission. Apollo 10 on the way to the moon. We have loss of signal for about 3 or 4 minutes. We'll pick up at Hawaii at 2 hours, 44 minutes. This is Mission Control, Houston.
Fido confirms it was perfect insertion. We'd like you to confirm that you're on Omni Delta, and we're all go.
All right. We're on Omni Delta, Charlie, and there sure ain't any question about it from here.
Roger.
I don't mean the Delta, I mean the world.
We got you. We understand. Ten, Houston, we expect the S-4B to start to the SEP attitude at 2+54+10, right on time, and your SEP attitude's looking good.
John's in the left seat now, and I'm in the center seat. We've already changed.
Roger, Tom. Did you get a chance to get that radiation survey meter out?
Yeah, I did, Charlie, and I read zero on every scale.
Okay. And what was the GET of that, Gene? About 245?
About 243.
Okay. Houston, we'll have you AOS now till you get to LOS at the moon.
Sounds like Chris has got pretty good coverage.
Yes, sir. He's sitting back there smiling.
You ought to see us.
Chris says there ain't no backing out now.
That's for sure.
You can play our favorite song, Charlie. The one about Fly Me Someplace or Somewhere.
Right.
That's up to you.
You got three Marshall guys down here smiling from ear to ear, too.
The Marshall guys Charlie Duke refers to are the booster systems engineers on the console and what they refer to as the trench. Velocity is 32,603 feet per second, altitude 857 nautical miles.
Apollo 10, Houston, we'd like you to do a VERB 66 to get the state vector into the right position, and if you got time, comment on the ordeal tracking there for that backup PLR.
Okay, the inertial track was just right on what the nominal was, and the ordeal was looking just what it should be.
Right, Tom.
Heart rates during that long S4B burn. Tom Stafford, 116. John Young, 97. Gene Cernan, 104.
Charlie, it looks like we might have a little closed-circuit TV up here.
Okay, how's it looking, Gene?
I can't really tell too much, but at least it works closed-circuit.
Okay, fine. Goldstone's all configured. We'll be standing by.
UFO, closed circuit.
Hey, great, Gene. We can't wait.
Yeah, I got my own little show with these two guys up here. It's beautiful, it really is.
Well, great. I hope it's that good down here. We sitting on pins and needles waiting for it. And if you got a second, we'd like you to, Tom, we'd like you to recap these S4B oscillations. Give the guys one up on them, starting working on it.
Yeah, okay, all the way through even in the Earth orbit boost, the 4B had just a slight little, it felt like both lateral and longitudinal vibrations to it. And after, it felt like it was running rough, at least compared to the Titan.
Okay.
And then after 3 minutes, superimposed upon the low frequency vibrations came a real high frequency vibe. I would say in the ballpark of 20 CPS, something like that. And of course, we were sweating it all the way, but it shut down right on time. But there was a definite shift to a high frequency superimposed upon the low frequency at about 3 minutes into the TLI burn.
Roger, is it a, give you a feeling like it? 2.2 Mach in a 104 or something like that, just a real rumble?
Yeah, kind of, not as much. We're starting to maneuver now, so we'll tell you later.
Roger.
S4B is maneuvering to separation attitude.
5-7, direct 02 coming off.
Roger.
Altitude is 1,598 miles. Velocity, 30,077 feet per second.
We show ourselves at the attitude, over.
We confirm, 10, you're go for SEP.
Roger. We're going to check the thrusters here now.
10, you're go for power arm and go for SEP.
Roger.
That's John Young. He will do the docking to the limb. He's now in the left seat flying the command service module. minute and a half away from separation. The command and service modules will separate from the S-4B, fly out about
Houston, this is Apollo 10. Can you confirm the firing's over?
Say again?
Can you confirm the thruster firing's over?
Stand by. Houston, we confirm all the rotational inputs. We did not confirm the translational. As far as we're concerned, you're go.
Roger.
Ken, we did see plus and minus X on the translational.
All right.
Ken Houston, and now 22 looks good to us.
We have set.
Roger.
Apollo 10 is pitching around now, the guidance and control officer says. Pitching around, then we'll come back in and dock with the lunar module. Altitude now 3,580 nautical miles. Velocity is down to 25,401.
We hope.
I don't know what it is up here right now.
Yeah.
Those are the SLAW panels that house the lunar module. They've been jettisoned.
Roger, standing by.
Okay, babe, there's high gain. The TV is on. I should be coming down to you, and I'll have to adjust it as we come along into the S4B.
Hey, it's beautiful, Gene. We got the black and white now with a little time delay on the color. Hey, we got the S4B coming into the top. The sun's really shining on it.
Okay, I'll try to adjust it for you.
Hey, we got the color now.
You're on air, babe.
Shining on it.
Okay, I'll try to adjust it for you.
Hey, we got the color now.
You're on air, babe. Oh, that's beautiful.
Have you got the color?
Yes, sir. It's looking great.
I'm sorry it's tilted a little bit. That's the best I can do with the bracket.
No sweat. We got it right in the center of the screen, Gene. It looks like the sun's really bright on it.
Tremendously so.
The sun's got the S4B, the limb sort of blotted out. It's so bright. You're zooming in. Looks really good, Gene.
Charlie, I've got it closed down all the way. Does that help any?
In the center of the limb now, we still got a real couple of real bright spots, but it's looking real good in the color. We can see the the drogue. Gene, it's really looking good. It's the silver panels that are reflecting back real brightly.
They're awful nice right now, too.
Right, the resolution is fantastic. You're drifting off just to the right a little bit. 10 Houston, you can't believe the picture we're getting. The resolution is really fantastic.
I'll tell you, this monitor makes it great.